Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, you guys. Guess what? This week, I turned 40. So now that I'm older and wiser, I have some nuggets of knowledge that I have learned in my 40 years around the globe. And I thought today we would just do a fun special episode on essential life lessons that I've learned in my so many years upon the earth. And first off, let's just say, I'm proud to be the age that I am. Like, so many people, especially, you know, the stigma is with women, right? Like, oh, don't ask them their age, which I get that. But why can't we be proud of the age that we are? Like, having lost a spouse at the age of 34, he was 34 and I was 32. Like, it completely changed my perspective on getting older. Like, every day we have is a gift. And that is my first nugget of knowledge that that I want to share with you guys, that I have learned. Like, no matter how hard or how horrible, we always have something to be grateful for. There's always something good in our day. There is. You just have to get through the cloud of disappointment, devastation, and look for it because it is there. Next, I've learned in my 40 years that relationships are love's currency. Think about that. Do you have good quality relationships? Whether it's a partner, parents, friends, coworkers. If you don't, you might need to look inward and think, am I giving love? Am I radiating kindness? Am I giving people grace? Am I treating others how I want to be treated? The golden rule, right? But as I look through my life and reflect back on my years, I look at the relationships that I have in my life, and I'm so grateful for those relationships. I treasure them. I love them. My cute best friend, Jenny, who we did an episode on my YouTube with, but she's been my best friend since I was 12, and my cute husband, Todd, did a birthday party for me, and it was so fun, but people didn't even need to bring gifts because the people that were sitting in the chairs, to me, are gifts, and I'm so grateful for the relationships that I have in my life, and they really are what bring love and connection and fulfillment to my life and yours as well. And if you're struggling with that, I do coaching, mentoring. You can hit up my website, CamilleBauer.com. But I love to share how to enrich your life, if you haven't noticed. All right. Next, opportunities come disguised as problems. And that's hard. I have looked back over my life and I've seen the dark clouds and like little rays of sunshine as I've progressed throughout my life. And even still now, I'm dealing with hard, heavy stuff. Being a parent, and it's a challenge. And it doesn't go as you planned. You know, I remember last night I went with my bonus daughter to a wedding, like a bridal shower. And it was really difficult for me. You know, I have a fractured relationship with my daughter, who's an adult now and left the nest. And, you know, it's painful. It's hard. You know, I'm in this home of these people that have been married, you know, 20 years plus, and, you know, just looking around the room, and it's just like, okay, everybody's life from the outsider looking in has gone great and perfect, you know, and mine at times has been a complete crazy show, you know, and you know, then I look at the people there with their daughters and, you know, their lives. And, you know, I just came home and I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried. So it's okay. You know, I've reflected, like, geez, if I can't even help my own kids, can I help others? And, you know, if you've been a fellow listener, you know, follower of mine, you know, you've seen I've kind of slowed my momentum a little bit. And it just, sometimes it's hard. And I get it. I get it. I'm going through it right now. It's not easy to show up every day. But when we show up for those we love, that's what's important. But it's okay to cry. It's okay to have those feelings and not be like, BYOS, bring your own sunshine every day. You know, like, it's okay to have the down. And that's actually one of the things on my list, is that I know that depression is real. I know that the darkness is real. I know that heartbreak is real. And I have experienced that several times in my 40 years. I also know personal growth is worth the hurt. If you're not growing, you're not going to have satisfaction in your life. You need growth. And how do you grow? You grow from challenges. You grow when you have to do things that are uncomfortable that you don't want to do. And it's difficult. I get it. I feel you. It hurts at times, but I know that the person you are and the wisdom you have from the growth, from the hard, is worth it. That's what we're here for. I believe we're here on earth to choose goodness and light and share goodness and light, and that we have a Savior who loves us, who experienced the darkest, deepest, worst of it all, so he can relate and help us. And that is the next two, is I believe we all have goodness and light. And to me, that's the light of Christ. Whatever you believe, whatever that looks like to you, I believe we all have goodness and light. And every day, it is a choice that you can make, whether you add more light or you take away that light and you choose darkness. That is your decision. That's a sacred gift that God gave you that you can choose. And I love being able to experiment over the years, having gone through depression and suicidal thoughts and dealt with really hard things. I experimented, and I know the power of light, the power of prayer, the power of belief and hope that will pull you through. And, you know, I also know that you need to see a doctor at times and a therapist. And, you know, there's things that are there to help you. And it's not just all, you know, mental power that can pull you through. Sometimes you do need medical help and you need to reach out. And I have been there. I've taken medications to help me get through really hard bouts of anxiety and depression. Luckily I have moved from that and I don't need to do that anymore, but I'm grateful for what those experiences have taught me. I've been able to see when I choose to read my Bible, when I choose to listen to good uplifting music, when I choose light and good, I feel better. And so you got to figure out, what's your goodness? What's your light? How do you increase it? How do you magnify it? And then last is, you know, I know with God, we can do harder things than we can ever imagine, with more peace. All right. You're gonna have hard, you're gonna go through, very unsavory things that you don't want to do. I mean, none of us gets out of this life without hard to deal with. And from my experiences and in my experience helping others, you can have comfort and peace in your heart when you choose to turn to your higher power. And for me, that is a loving God in heaven. That is a Savior, Jesus Christ. And from my 40 years of experience, I know that they are real. I know that when I pray, I feel better. I don't always get answers to my prayers, and that's okay. I've learned that I just need to trust God and have hope and faith. And I'm grateful for the knowledge that I have and the hard that I've been through, that I've been able to learn and know for myself what I believe and what matters in life. And this life is too short to live it without peace and happiness and good relationships in your life. You know, I understand, you know, I have great relationships, and then I have, you know, a painful, hard relationship. And having, you know, being the only parent, having lost a spouse, you know, it incites a lot of grief, right? That ebb and that flow of grief and anger, where everything rests on my shoulders, and it's really difficult. It's really hard. It's challenging. I'm dealing with that right now. And, you know, us moms, dads, all we want for our kids to be happy. And when we don't have, for me personally, you know, the relationship, when it's strained, it's a challenge. And I'm just having hope and having faith and pushing through and sharing love and kindness and light. And that's all we can do, right? At the end of the day, is control our choices, not the choices of others. And that's a hard lesson. So anyway, I'm going to slow down a little bit for the holidays. I'm going to love my family. Next week, we're hitting up Disneyland. So excited for that. And then we've got Thanksgiving, and I'm going to come back in January, refreshed and ready to share with you guys. So you can leave comments about, what you might want me to talk about in this coming year, or things that you're struggling with. But thanks for listening. Thanks for, cheering me on, you know, whether you're on Instagram, I'm Camille Bauer on Instagram and Facebook, and then YouTube. If you're listening on my podcast, you know, I've got a butt ton of YouTube videos. So if you're missing me, go check those out over the holidays. But I will be posting stories and stuff like that on Insta. So anyway, I love you guys. I'm wishing you hope and light, and I'm grateful that you have been a part of my 40-year journey. So, happy holidays.